Aubrey, how you doing?
So, I think the reason why I like interviewing you from time to time is you're one of my markers here at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Do you want me or the socks?
I want you.
Good, I'm here.
As the puppeteer and the maker of these things over the years, have they changed over time?
They have, yeah. Got more sophisticated. I saw a video of the sock puppets from 2008 and realised that we didn't have any costumes on at all, entirely naked. Now when you picture the Scottish falsetto socks, one of them's got a kilt permanently, the other one's got a bow tie and a jacket, and then we have costume changes throughout the show. I only invented that after we've been going for 2.5 years.
And tell me about the animatronics.
There's not really a great deal of animatronic in there. We have a wonderful sawing a lady in half routine, which convinces, I would say, nobody.
Despite this is the age of CGI and films and stuff, people still love fairly simple puppets, don't they?
They do. The direct communication. I've watched a few videos about this, about CGI and how it puts people off. And ultimately, when you get actors telling their story directly to people, even if you're in a billion-dollar movie, that's what works best. And so, with the sock puppets, as long as they keep remembering they're actually just a stand-up comedy act, that the rest of it might get in the way if they don't take care, I think everybody should bear that in mind.
100% cotton?
they're all a woolen mix.
Now, when you come here with a new show, what makes you decide, right, I'm bringing a new show here?
It varies, and sometimes we find the decision's not the best one. We did detectives a few years ago because I thought there's a lot to go on with crime and detectives. Turns out I wasn't that interested in the subject. This year we did circus because last year was Circus 250, a big celebration of circus, which nobody I've spoken to subsequently had ever heard of. So we were riding a zeitgeist that we'd imagined, but actually it gave us a lot to work with.
At the Fringe, for people that like your work, come and see you again. What's the ritual from leaving home to getting to, you know, the moment you're actually on stage?
What, do you mean on a daily basis?
Yeah.
There's a lot of handing out flyers. Now, this doesn't apply to every comedy act, because lots of comedians can't hand out flyers for their own show because their face is on it, and it actually sometimes looks like you're not successful.
So the limo doesn't just drop you next to the venue and out you come?
No. Because I'm the producer and the sock puppets' faces are different from mine, I can quite confidently stand there and hand out flyers all day, which I do, and I love doing, and then leave a little bit of rest time. Eat not too far in advance of the show or you'll sap your energy, and then get ready to perform.
What makes you laugh?
Do you know, not enough comedy, the truth be told. Reality will make me laugh more than comedy, but there are some amazing comedians, and I won't even start to name drop them because I'll run out of the list.
Do you write your material down?
A lot of stuff grows while you're performing in that stand-up comedy way. So you'll start performing something which you've scripted and planned, and then it grows organically. The core of the show, I write it down at a laptop, but then if it wasn't for doing previews going right back to February, you would have a really quite flat show. It only comes to life when you perform what you've written down, discover you've written down rubbish, and change it into something which is live.
And when you put them away, are they put away and it's you, or are they running around inside your head?
When I've got the show in my head, and lots of comedians find this, when you stand out and doing this stuff, you go away and you think of more of this stuff. But yes, it's possible to take a holiday and forget what it is you're supposed to think about.
What do you think of other puppets and puppet masters?
I can't say I've seen very many, the truth be told. I'm the person who hasn't seen Avenue Q. So really, I'm the last person to talk.
Fair enough. And then over all the time, have you got favourite puppets of yours?
I've got favourite shows that we've written. In fact, next year we're taking our Shakespeare show from 2016 back out again. Because not only have we been asked to specifically, and I know that more people will take it, but also it was my favourite show. The material gave me more to go on than any other subject. Although science fiction, space and superheroes is a close runner-up.
Finally, Kevin, tell us about this year's show.
This year's show, it's all about circus. We do a little bit of magic, a little bit of variety, tiny little bit of music hall. Also, it's got an interestingly more developed plot than previous years. So you'll find there's a serial killer clown and Nicole Kidman. Don't let that put you off.
Unplanned question. Are you a bit naughty?
A bit naughty. The Scottish Falsetto Sock Puppet Theatre are very, very naughty, which kind of balances me out.
Kev Sutherland, thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you, Fringe Review.
On our little catch-up interview.
Ah, bless your cotton socks.